Hi, folks. Eric Boehm with Reason Magazine here. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. If you joined us last week, you heard part one of my interview with Senator Rand Paul, where I talked to the senator about what I think has been the most exciting, the most attention-grabbing part of the new Trump administration, and that is the DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, Elon Musk's attempt to disrupt and slash government spending and the administrative state. And if you missed that conversation, then you should go back to last week's program. And you should check it out. This week, in part two of my interview with Senator Rand Paul, we covered two other topics, trade policy and his ongoing investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Both very important topics, and we're going to jump back into those now. And we once again welcome Senator Rand Paul to the program. Now, look, Senator, of course, the Trump administration, any presidential administration has, at this point, huge powers over trade policy, thanks to decades of Congress kind of offloading that responsibility. Trump has threatened tariffs on, I think just about everybody at this point, Canada, Mexico, Europe, various products from all around the world. And he's in the process of trying to put together what he's calling reciprocal tariffs, though it's a little bit unclear what that means. So let's just cut right to the chase here. Should the president have the ability, as he apparently does, to just wave his magic wand and essentially raise taxes on all the imports that come into the United States?
No. I mean, the Constitution is pretty clear that taxes are supposed to be raised by Congress and ultimately signed by the president, and it's supposed to originate in the House. I don't know how we got away from, not only does it not originate in the House, it doesn't even originate in Congress. He's able to do it with a stroke of the pen. So I believe this is wrong. I have a bill that's introduced that's called No Taxation Without Representation. We fought the revolution over it, and we really shouldn't be allowing taxes on, you know, vast swaths of our economy without a vote of Congress. I think if you tax something, you'll get less of it. It's interesting that most Republicans will tell you they're not for raising taxes, and then they're for raising taxes on trade. It comes from a misconception that trade is not mutually beneficial. They think that somehow trade is benefiting one side at the expense of the other. And it's just frankly not true. All trade is voluntary. That's what a trade is. If it's not voluntary, it's not a trade. So if I buy furniture from you and I give you $2,000 for it, you want my $2,000 more than you want your furniture, and I want your furniture more than I want my $2,000. And so we make a trade, and we both think we won, or we won't make the trade. It's mutually beneficial. Trade with foreign countries is the same. So when people talk about trade deficits, it's kind of like, well, what about your trade deficit with giant grocery store? Well, mine's enormous. Every year I spend like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year on food, and they never buy anything from me. So my trade deficit with the grocery store is enormous, but it means absolutely nothing. But I think it's a dangerous thing to put on tariffs, particularly now when we still have pretty persistent inflation.
One of the other things that Trump has talked about is using tariffs to potentially offset income taxes, maybe in whole or in part. I mean, I know the math kind of doesn't work on that, but even if you did it as a partial offset, is that something that you and your Senate colleagues would be open to looking at as part of or independent from the big tax bill that has to get done at some point this year?
It's not going to be discussed or even offered. It's great rhetoric. But the personal income tax is quite large, and the tariffs wouldn't be nearly in the same category. But even if it were a trade-off of a lower personal income tax for tariffs, I might be open. I don't think taxes are good in any form, and I don't like taxing trade. But the personal income tax is a tax on all consumption and production, and so it's not a good idea for the economy either. But there's a lot of craziness going on with this. But the only thing that will get people back in line with understanding the effects of tariffs is if they precipitate a catastrophe. And if he puts a 25% tariff on all Canadian goods and all Mexican goods, I think you will see a catastrophe. I think you'll see a recession. You'll see dramatic rise in prices in the goods that are protected, as well as the goods that have retaliatory tariffs on. And I don't want to see that, but I am worried that could happen.
Yeah, I certainly don't think anyone wants to see that. We are chatting with Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. Senator, I know we only have a couple of minutes left here, but I want to squeeze in one more thing if I can before we let you go. Gain of function research, particularly as it relates to what the U.S. has funded and how that relates to the potential origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, this is, this is something the Trump administration seems interested in possibly having a pause on gain of function research. Is that pause going to work? I know there have been other attempts to kind of constrain that sort of research. Do you have any reason to think that this will be different or more effective than before? And do you think the Trump administration is going to be more transparent and more forthcoming about just trying to get to the bottom of the origins of COVID in the first place?
Yeah, we've issued 14 subpoenas to 14 different agencies looking for evidence concerning the U.S. funding of the research in Wuhan, who approved it, why it didn't go to the safety committee, et cetera. I think we're going to get that. As far as trying to prevent something like this from happening again, we have legislation called the Risky Research Review Act, and we passed it last time with bipartisan support out of our committee, but we didn't get a full floor vote. We're hoping to pass that, and instead of a ban, what it would be is the president appoints nine different scientists, and there's different parameters and different viruses that are part of a select list. And any research done with gain of function would have to go before this committee. I think it's better than an outright ban because I'm open-minded enough to say, well, maybe they could have some research that might be worth doing. I think it's unlikely. I think most gain of function is simply dangerous without any great benefits from it. No vaccine's ever been made through gain of function research, and typically I think it is too dangerous to be performed. But I think having a committee is a better way to do it, a committee of scientists outside the bureaucracy. They would not be scientists that get NIH grants. The problem under Fauci was that basically he would appoint people who agreed with him that there was no problem with this research, and then you'd get more research grants if you voted the way he wanted you to vote. And so it was a bad situation. But I'm hopeful with this administration we're going to do much better.
Well, we really appreciate your time, Senator. Thank you so much for your thoughts on these important topics. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that is Senator Rand Paul. He is a Republican senator from the state of Kentucky. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Bam. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.